they have to change your red zone attack in midstream like you've had, because so many weapons are out now. I mean, what's the challenge there?
Well, it's challenging. You know, I think we've done a pretty decent job of adapting. You know, we've had more rushing touchdowns this year than we had last year, obviously, by a wide margin. And, you know, that's one of the things that we've had to do to kind of adjust. But those guys, you know, are picking up the slack and running it in.
Obviously didn't think you'd be at this point last week of the season. Just what does this still mean for you guys, and how important it is to end on a good note, break a 7-game losing streak and all that goes along?
Yeah, anytime you get a chance to go out and play, you want to win. And this game is no different. Obviously, Chicago's playing for their playoff life, and you know, we're not. But at the same time, we could say that we have a say in whether or not they end up going. So we're going to do everything we can to get come out here and win a game.
When the schedule came out, didn't you expect these last couple of games to be for playoffs, you know, Monday night game on Saturday and a season ender against the Bears?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously you think every time you start a season, you feel like you get, you know, a chance to go to the playoffs. And coming off of last year, we felt we had the same opportunity, just didn't happen for us.
You haven't been able to throw a touchdown the last two games. It's just tough when you have a new set of characters out there that you're trying to just kind of get on the same page, you know, at the last second.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, especially last game, we were effective throwing the ball. You know, really the whole game, had a couple of, you know, turnovers that cost us. But, I love throwing touchdown passes, obviously, just as much as the next guy. But if I can set up a rushing touchdown by getting it inside the five or whatever it is, that's enough for me.
What about not having Pettigrew? What is that? What is his absence revealed about
him? You know, he's a really good player. He's talented. Obviously, he's a really good blocker in the run game and in the pass game for us when he's called on to block. And then, you know, out in the receiving game, he had whatever he had, 50, 55 catches, you know, before he was injured. So he was a guy that, you know, in the red zone relied on a lot, and, you know, as a chain mover too. So, but the other guys are stepping up and filling the slack.
Guys refer to tight end sometimes as a security blanket for a quarterback. Is he that to you sometimes on third down?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think anytime you have a tight end that's a mismatch for other teams, it's a bonus. You know, like you said, on third down, that's a short throw to have to make. You know, most of the time he's somewhere in front of you. And you know, with his body size and his hands, you know, he creates tough matchups on third down in the red zone.
There are people who are saying that with Calvin's record, there's a lot of meaningless yards in there, including a guy like Gruden said that. Well, what's your reaction to that?
Don't really have a reaction to any of that. You know, they can say what they want to say. We know, you know, in this team and the guys in this league understand, you know, what Calvin has done and what he's meant to our team. So I don't have any really comment on that.
What about him maybe putting the record right out of reach, though? Not just, you know, he could 2,000 whatever yards, or could stand for maybe decades, really, when you think about it.
Yeah, you know, obviously he's had a bunch of really good games in a row. And, you know, hopefully we can continue that and he can build on what he's already done.
The Bears limited him to 3 catches, 34 yards, whatever. What was that? I can't remember exactly what it was. It can't just be Peanut that was doing all that.
Yeah, no, I mean, they play, you know, enough zone to where, you know, he's not matched up 100% of the time, running with him everywhere he goes. We had some opportunities that we didn't cash in on in that game. And, you know, I think of our early third down, we didn't connect on a play that could have been a big one, and maybe a couple in the red zone too. So, you know, hopefully we can just, you know, continue what we've been doing the last 7 or so games, whatever it is, you know, and Calvin have another good one.
Taking care of the bet, football is really important in every game, but especially against this team. They're second in the NFL in that turnover ratio. Is that a conscious thing that players sometimes look at when they go against a team like this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this team takes a lot of pride. You can tell on getting turnovers. They have 40 on the year, 23 picks and 17 forced fumbles, and I think they've forced 30-something fumbles. I mean, they're way up there in forced fumbles. Haven't gotten them all, obviously, but, you know, they rally to the football. You know, that's why they get those turnovers on defense. You know, every time you turn on the film, somebody's getting tackled, there's 3-4 guys right around them, and if the ball pops out, they're going to get it. So, you know, it's something you have to be conscious of. In our first game, you know, those turnovers hurt us.
Matthew, you're getting close to 5,000 yards again. Is it still key to you to do it in the normal flow of the game as opposed to, you know, going out and trying to – you know, because let's be honest, it's the last game, you need X amount of yards, just go out and get it, right? Some might say that mindset is there.
Yeah, it's not for me. You know, this is a really good defense we're playing. It's top 5 defense in the league, and, you know, I'm doing everything I can to put our team in a position to win. If they call on me to throw it 50 times, I'm going to throw it 50 times. If we're running the ball great, then I'm going to keep handing it off. Honestly, it doesn't mean a whole lot to me. I want to try and get a win.
What goes through your mind when you hear that Wilmus Brown story that he intentionally missed a block to get his quarterback hurt? I mean, that's going to be a quarterback's worst.
I'm just glad he's not blocking for me. I'd have to be really nice to him, I guess, if he was.
Matt, a couple more guys.
The Pro Bowl announcements come out tonight. Calvin should make it. Do you take pride in that kind of accomplishment?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously he does a whole heck of a lot on the field, but I feel like I have, you know, some tiny little part in it, I guess, throwing him the ball. And you know, he's a great teammate, great player. He deserves it. And I'll be happy for him when he gets it.
And last question.
What kind of feeling do you have just as this season's ending, though, if you just thought about it for a couple of minutes? What is it? You know, was it a wasted year? Was it a, you know, whatever?
No, I don't think it's a wasted year. I think, obviously, we definitely had some opportunities slip by. Had some close games that we lost that we obviously wish we could have won. But you still learn from every situation, good, bad, or indifferent. So we'll learn from it.